At 8:55, it's time to see what's happening on the commodity markets here this morning. Looking at a lot of red here so far after the 8:30 reopen. Aaron Curtis joins us from Midco over in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. Yeah, we're starting off the week here in a new month, I guess I'd say, here on a lower note here. Continued concerns about China. Their PMI index, which kind of gauges their economic growth or contraction, came in under a 50 mark here again for the month of January. So that continues to suggest signs of contraction here for their economy. And typically, you get news like that, the markets react accordingly, and that's to the downside here with, you know, a lot of different markets lower here this morning, expecting the U.S. equity markets to be a little lower here this morning. Actually, they are trading a little lower here this morning. Shanghai Index, once again this morning, closed down a couple percent. So continue to be ongoing concerns about the Chinese economy kind of weighing on commodities in general here this morning. March corn at 368.5, down 3.5. May corn at 373.25, down 3.5. July corn at 377.75, down 3.75. December 16 corn at 389.75, down 3.5. March soybeans at 877.25, down 5 cents. May soybeans at 879, down 5.5. July soybeans at 884.75, down 5.25. November 16 beans at 887.75, that's down 5.25. Chicago wheat for March at 473.75, down 5.5. May wheat at 479, down 6 cents. In July, Chicago wheat at 484.25, down 6.25. March Kansas City wheat at 466.75, down 5.25. May Kansas City wheat at 477, down 5.25. In July, Kansas City wheat at 487, down 5.25. No trade in the livestock trade here this morning. That'll get going here in about 10 minutes or so. Expecting those markets to be a little lower as well. As far as news today, export inspections will be out at 10 o'clock. We will have our grain crushings report out this afternoon. That gives the total grain crushings for December. So we know what was used, ethanol use, and also how many beans were crushed during the month of December. So the market will be paying attention to that. You know, otherwise, it looks like a fairly quiet week here. You know, we have another week here until the USDA report. That'll be out on February 9th. We'll have a Chinese New Year's holiday all next week, so at least news out of China will be somewhat quiet. So we'll continue to watch kind of the weekly demand reports here this morning, with export sales out on Thursday morning, ethanol numbers out on Wednesday morning. Did have a pretty good close there last Friday, so a little disappointing that we didn't see any follow-through here this morning to start the new week here. But that continues to be a little bit of a trend the last few weeks. Seems like we find some negative news over the weekend and start the week out on a little weaker note. South American weather, still watching some rainfall totals in Argentina because we need some rain there. And, of course, the trade may be watching a little bit of snowfall predictions here in Nebraska and Iowa, at least slow grain movement a little bit in those areas. Otherwise, fairly quiet start to the week here, Brian.
All right, Aaron. Thanks for that report. Have yourself a great week.
Yep, you too. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. You bet. Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. Checking weather here. We expect to see some sunshine today. The temperature a bit cooler than yesterday, but still pretty good for February 1st, a high of 46 degrees. North winds up to 5 miles per hour, shifting to the east this afternoon. Mostly cloudy tonight, a slight chance of rain after midnight, low 36. The east winds will pick up, gusting up to 30 miles per hour after midnight. Breezy tomorrow, rain likely tomorrow morning, then rain and a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon, the high 53 degrees. This is that storm that's bringing all the snow to our northwest. 53 degrees tomorrow, southeast winds 15 to 25. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.